भगवद्गीता 11.3 एवम् एतद् यथा तत्त्वम् आत्मानं परमेश्वर द्रष्टुमिच्छामि ते रूपम् ऐश्वरं पुरुषोत्तमम् एवम् एतद् यथा तत्त्वम् As you have told me about you, O Lord, Atmanam Parameshwara, about yourself, O Parameshwara, O Supreme Lord, Drashtum Ichhamite Rupam, I accept it. What you have told me about you, I know it is as it, that is how you are. But at the same time, I desire, Drashtum Ichhami, I desire to see, Te Rupam, that form. Aishwaram Purushottama, that opulence, that opulent form, I desire to see, O Purushottama. So here, two alliterative names are used to refer to Krishna. There is Parameshwara and there is Purushottama. So, Parameshwara is the supreme controller. Purushottama is the best of all persons. Krishna is, as Arjuna is saying in the previous verse, that I have understood your imperishable glories, O Lord, and evam etat yathatattvam. As you have told, so it is, O Lord, I accept it. Atmanam Parameshwara, about yourself. So, this first two lines, 11.3a and b, they convey that Arjuna's question is not stemming from doubt. It is not that Arjuna is thinking, oh, you are making a claim that Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, you are the source of everything, specifically, as you said in the previous verse, Vishnumichami Te Rupa, Aishwaram Purushottama. I want to see that opulent form of you, O Lord. So, that specifically refers to what was told at the end of the last chapter, where it was stated that Athva Bahunaitena Kinyatena Tava Arjuna Vishnumichamidam Krishnam Ekam Shenastito Jagat. So, it was stated that Athava Bahunaitena, that, O Arjuna, what is their need? Kinyate natava Arjuna, what is the need for me to speak? How? What all can you know about my glories? Vishtabhyaham idam krishnam ekamshena stito jagat. With ekamsha, with one fragment of myself, stito jagat. I am sustaining this whole existence with just one fragment of my glories. With one fragment of me. So, now here, that was the another concluding verses of the last chapter. Now in this verse, Arjuna is saying that, Oh Krishna, can you please reveal this form to me? Drashtumichhami te rupam aishwaram purushottama. I desire to see that supremely attractive form. That supremely opulent form. Aishwara. And there are several words which are used which refer to the Lord's Aishwarya. There is Purushottama and there is Parameshwara. So Arjuna's desire is not, Arjuna's inquiry is not coming from doubt. It is coming from devotion. So, for example, if somebody says that I am a millionaire, somebody else may say, how can I believe? I don't believe you. What is the proof that you are a millionaire? You have to demonstrate it to me. That sort of thing, that sort of vision is because of doubt. That sort of question is because of doubt. But there can be another kind of question, which is not because of doubt, which is because of the desire to know more. Say, if one friend tells another friend that, you know, I have $1 billion. Actually, I have gold worth $1 billion. This friend may say, oh, can I see it? Now, that desire is not because he doubts whether the friend has it or not. He just wants to delight in his friend's fortune, his friend's wealth. When there is affection and love between two people, that's how it is. Your joy is my joy. Your glory, I'm happy about your joy and glory. In fact, a devotee is supremely happy to appreciate and broadcast Krishna's glory. So here, Krishna is telling, Arjuna is requesting to Krishna that I accept what you are saying. Evam etat ithat tum atmanam purusha. Evam etat. As you have said, that it is ithatattvam. Yes, it is that, like that. At the same time, I desire to know. I desire to see. Ichami. So the acharyas explain that Arjuna is setting a standard for future people, especially Prabhupada says in his purport that in future, if people claim to be incarnations of God, if they say that, oh, I am sustaining the world by my, by a fragment of me, then, okay, then they say that I am God, okay, then demonstrate it. Can you demonstrate the Vishwarupa? So that is a standard that Prabhupada, that Krishna, Arjuna is setting. It is because of that. And of course, Arjuna as a devotee wants to know more and more about Krishna's glories. And of course, there will be, as this chapter moves forward, subtle and significant change in mood. Where what Arjuna has desired till now, it will backfire. And Arjuna will become eventually scared. So in literature, one particular kind of literary device, one alankar, literary ornament, is called as foreshadowing. So something, so for example, in a particular a novel is described that there was a room and there is a gun in that room on the table. Now, that gun indicates that just the mention of the gun, the presence of the gun in that scene indicates that it is a precursor to some violence, to that gun getting shot or something happening involving that gun. So this kind of foreshadowing is done where one thing predicts another. Sometimes foreshadowing is done by opposite. As you say, the calm before the storm. So something seems to be very, very calm and comfortable and cozy. Then, even that very comfort of life, that coziness of life, it is conveyed so that the eventual storm that is going to come, that the contrast between the two can be brought out graphically. So in this case, in the previous verse, when Arjuna referred to Krishna as Kamalapatraksha, as lotus-eyed one. That is a very intimate form of God, which that is an intimate address based on appreciation of God's beauty. And we'll see later on in this chapter, Ghoram, terrible, Pravatitam, troubled, and Pratitantaratma, I'm internally afflicted by anxiety, by fear. So all such words will come up. So when Arjuna sees the Vishwarupa, and especially within that he sees the Kala Rupa, the Kala Rupa is a huge contrast, radical contrast to the Kamalapatraksha that is mentioned here. So in one sense, Arjuna's desire will turn out to be a dangerous desire. Just as in the Bhagavatam it is indicated, in the Purana it is described how Markandeya Rishi asked the Lord, I want to see your Maya. After that matter, Lord Shiva desired that I want to see Mohini Murthy. And actually both of them, because of their desire, got into trouble. In different ways, of course, but still they got into trouble. So Arjuna's desire will also get into trouble. Will get him into trouble here. Ichhami, drashtum ichhami te rupam. So the desire to see was what at the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita also yotsimanan avekshehum yaite atra samagatah dhartarashtrasya durbuddhe yuddhe priyachikirshava. In 1.21, 22, 23, Arjuna was actually, in 1.20, he described how he has lifted up his bow and is ready to fight the war, is ready to start the war, but then he desires to see. And then when he sees the opponents, opposing warriors, Krupaya Paraya Vishtam Vishidanidam Apravit. So he becomes overwhelmed by great Krupaya, a great compassion. Now, similarly, the desire of Arjuna to see Ichhami, the desire to see, will get Arjuna into trouble once again. And how that trouble comes and how that trouble is mitigated, how Krishna, by his merciful intervention, spares Arjuna by eventually revealing the Saumya Rupa. After the Ghora Rupa is seen, after seeing the fear-inducing form, then he affection-filled form, which is the gentle form, that all will be described in the narrative of this 11th chapter. And all that happens because of the Ichhami, because of the desire that Arjuna has expressed here. Thank you.